This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Netflix customers have been expressing annoyance, if not anger, after reports the platform would take its crackdown on password sharing from foreign test markets and deploy them in the U.S. Now, the company has since walked that back, saying it posted the new restrictions accidentally. But according to research from Oxford Economics, streaming customers have a lot more to be grumpy about, like too many different streaming options, and the thing you do want to watch is often on the one that you haven't signed up for yet. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
If The Sopranos ushered in the golden age of TV, shows like Stranger Things and White Lotus are marks of the surplus era.
Where we are so overwhelmed.
Brandon Katz follows the entertainment industry for Parrot Analytics. Even 5 years ago, he says most customers only needed one or two subscriptions.
It wasn't really quite the Hunger Games of entertainment via internet delivery that we have today.
In today's fractured landscape, Katz says couch potatoes like himself have to shell out a lot of money to keep up with the most popular shows and movies. And according to Sundis Alfie at Oxford Economics, all those options don't necessarily translate to customer satisfaction.
Well, you sign off work and then you try to find something to watch. It takes more than 10 minutes, you get frustrated, and then you're done with it.
Oxford Economics survey of customers found they want everything in one place.
Whatever streaming service I'm consuming, my shows or movies, on that homepage, I want to see my music, my e-commerce, you know, maybe messaging apps.
To hold on to subscribers, she says streamers will have to make themselves indispensable. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.